This is the Gamer Geeks Podcast, your one-stop shop for news and reviews for video, card, and tabletop games, with your hosts CJ, Raul, and Brendan.
Oh yeah, hi everybody, welcome to the Gamer Geeks Show, episode number Alpha Beta 3, recorded September 11th, 2016. I'm your host, CJ Bowden. Joining me this week, running solo with him, is Brandon.
What?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing okay, you know, recovering.
Yeah, that's the reason why Raul is just the man behind the curtain right now. He's suffering from some allergies / con flu. So we're giving a week from not talking. Although he muted himself way too prematurely. I'm just like, all right, that's it.
He's out of here.
We don't need no stinking intro music. So, other than what you're reviewing, what you've been playing.
Since I realized that you can, after the whole No Man's Sky thing last show, which it turns out you cannot return No Man's Sky.
Yeah, follow up on that, folks. The internet lies. Don't trust anything you hear on the internet, except for us. We try and give you reliable sources as long as they are vetted. And this was, by the way, this was an Ars Technica article, which, if I remember correctly, the Ars Technica or Gizmodo, which are usually pretty secure sources.
Yeah, I remember. I had like three friends that, before we even announced it, that were already telling me that you could return the game. And then it turns out it was everywhere that you could return it. And now that I realize that you can return games if you haven't played 2 hours of them, I've just been playing about like an hour and 30 minutes of a game and returning it.
Demoing it.
Yeah, because I played a bunch of really, really bad just Steam greenlight games that should not be greenlit. It's not good.
So let me guess. Has one of them been an 8-bit zombie horror game?
No, I didn't play that.
Okay. Has one of them been a 8-bit builder game?
Which game were you referring to?
Exactly. Is one of them totally not Minecraft?
It's not totally not Minecraft.
How about totally not Stardew Valley? I've looked through the greenlight apps, games, if you haven't told, and all of them are like, oh, here's our unique and interesting spin on Stardew Valley or Terraria. It's like, no, just stop.
Yeah, and I've been playing a bunch of early access trash that should not be a thing.
Well, early access I can give because they're like, hey, this game is incomplete, except in certain games. That charge you that do paid DLC while they're still in early access,
or they charge you a ridiculous amount of money and the game is just like, I started playing DayZ.
Yeah,
right. Which
I enjoyed DayZ.
I slightly enjoyed it, but it wasn't what I was hoping, and I was on a server packed with people, and I just couldn't find anybody, and I'm like,
that's fair.
I'm like, there's nothing going on here, and there's just nothing to do. So I got burned out of that pretty quick.
That's fair.
I played a bunch of really bad games. But I also stumbled across some good games that I kept, so.
There we go. What are some of the good games that you are looking into?
I'm reviewing one of them. And I've been playing that of Kings and Men that I reviewed last time we were on.
Yeah.
And that's only getting better. So, you know, it's give or take when you're doing those early access and green light games.
Exactly. Some of them are good. I mean, you do get occasionally really, really good ones. And then some of them just not so much.
I bought a game called Naval Action, right?
Okay. If it's not you staring into a belly button, I'm going to be disappointed.
No.
Out.
It was a I actually had to unlike the page on Facebook because I heard about it and I was like, man, this game's gonna be awesome, and they made the game sound so cool, and like the trailer for it, and like everybody was hyping it on the Facebook page, and then I start playing it and it's just like DayZ. There's just nobody out there. Like you're in a boat, right? And you're like the captain of the boat. What was that?
With your flippy floppies on.
Something like that. It's more like pirates and crap like that. But
do they have flippy floppies on?
Something similar to a flippy flop. I don't know if it's made out of the same material, but it's similar to a flip flop.
Flippy floppy esque.
Maybe. I'm not really picking up what you're putting down.
Come on, you freaking millennial. You know what I'm talking about here with the Lonely Island Band song. Yes, that. With my flippy floppies on.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Millennial.
T-Pain.
T-Pain and Lonely Hearts Club Band or something.
Yeah, that game wasn't that good, and that game was like $45.
Good lord.
Yeah, and it's a huge game, and you're like sailing across the ocean, but you're sailing across the ocean. You're never gonna run into anybody.
So it's No Man's Sky, but on the ocean, and nowhere near as exciting because you don't discover a Melonsaurus Rex.
It's No Man's Caribbean and No Man's Pirates that want to just kill you again. So yeah, it's No Man's Sky, but you're only going 10 knots. So.
Oh, good lord.
So you're literally, it's taking forever. I played for my hour and 30 minutes that I was allocating myself, and I could still see the port I left when I turned the boat around.
Oh,
so man, I don't know if I was doing it wrong or what was happening, but I instantly returned that one.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like a returner.
And I'm sure once you get further into the game and you get faster ships and stuff actually happens, it gets better. But I'm not riding in a boat for an hour and 30 minutes looking around and being like, let's see how far we got. Look at the map, and I'm literally, I could still see land. That's not what I want to do.
Yeah, at least in No Man's Sky, once you break free of your beginning planet, like, you can do a bunch of stuff in an hour and 30 minutes, or do absolutely nothing, but you can either do a lot or nothing.
But this was, you're in a boat, and you don't get out of the boat. You don't walk around, you're just in a boat.
So it's not even like good, like Assassin's Creed pirates,
nope.
Like not Black Flag pirates.
No, nope. And I guess you can get into fights with other boats, but like when's that gonna happen?
It sounds horrifying.
4 or 5 hours into the game, that's not what I want.
That sounds really bad.
It was like another game I bought a long time ago. Like it was a truck simulator.
Called Truck Simulator.
Yeah. And, I didn't want to name drop, but it was like that, but at least in Truck Simulator, you could run into cars or something and have a little bit of fun. This, it was just, hey, you're on a boat, let's get this done. You gotta catch fish or something. I was like, this is dumb.
Good lord.
So.
All right. So yeah, we'll get more into that next week. More of your adventures through green. I like this Brendan's adventures through Green Light Land.
Is that the newest segment?
Let's make that a thing. I like that.
The Green Light Gamer.
I like that. You should stream some of those too.
Yeah, I've been working on getting my streams up.
There's a stream that you can use at twitch.tv/geekioshow.
I'll check that out.
You should. But let's go ahead. This is a very surprisingly busy news week. Let's go ahead and get into the news. But before we do, let's go ahead and hear a word from our sponsor. Thanks so much for holding on here. And now we're going to go move on into the news. Burr, 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 burr.
It's coming across the tape here.
Might actually just keep that for the bumper, I'm not going to lie. So Apple announced some stuff over the week, and normally it wouldn't be the place for here. It's like, why is CJ talking about Apple stuff? Because this little-known guy, this itty-bitty little like indie developer guy, got up on stage, Shigeru Mizumachio or something.
Yeah, what? Karate Kid? I'm not sure.
Yeah, Mr. Miyagi got up on stage.
Ralph Macchio? Is that what you said?
Yes. He's not doing anything. Nintendo's Shigeru Miyamoto showed up at the freaking Apple press conference. Which, by the way, completely exploded my mind when I'm like, wait, what in the world is Shigeru Miyamoto doing here? Because I'm watching it for my own, you know, entertainment. Because I typically watch the Apple things and try and do some live tweeting for them. And I'm like, wait. Why is Shigeru Miyamoto doing up on the Apple conference? And then he kind of name drops a huge thing, and they're bringing a Mario game out for the iOS, guys.
Yeah, I have it already set up, so once it comes out,
You're getting that email, yep.
Yep.
Me too. Is Super Mario Runner, which from the looks of it is basically just kind of like Super Mario Brothers just on your phone and looks like an unlimited runner kind of thing, which, yes.
I like that.
Just shut up and take my time, money, and everything, because this is not only not going to be a freemium game like their Miitomo catastrophe that happened last year. It's a major IP, obviously, but they're just saying they're going to sell it outright at a very small price. Rumor floating around is either 99 cents or $1.99. Mm. I'd pay a lot more than that. So it's not going to have annoying in-game purchases. It's going to be, from the looks of it, it's going to be an endless runner or a leveled runner, I guess, because it has finish lines and such. Description, a new Mario game where you can play with one hand. At long last, Mario jumps into a new adventure on iPhone and iPad, this time playable only using one hand. Even if this is your first Mario game, you won't be able to put it down. In this game, you can constantly move forward through the courses while using a variety of jumps to navigate. Your character will behave differently depending on the timing of your taps, so it's up to you to show off particularly smooth moves, gather coins, and reach the goal.
So what you're saying is, it is Super Mario Flappy Bird.
Yes, and again, shut up and take my money.
Wow, that's original.
I don't care. So is saying Super Mario Flappy Bird. They did announce that they are intending on launching on Android devices at a later point in the future. So, yeah, who need those Android devices? And we're going to pick on Raul since he can't talk without coughing. So, those silly Android users.
Androids.
Says the person who has an Android phone still and an iOS device.
Oh.
An interesting game coming out of Nintendo's announcement a couple years ago that, hey, we're going to start putting things on mobile devices, guys. After everybody was disappointed with Miitomo. So, yeah, if you go to the App Store, you can say email me when it's ready to download, and yeah, you'll suppose I'm guessing get a email when it comes out, unless the App Store crashes
or a notification or something. I don't know what they're gonna do.
Or something, I'm assuming, as long as the App Store does not absolutely explode.
Oh, which, you know it's gonna.
Oh yeah.
You're not going to actually get to play the game for the first 2 days. So
yeah, I'm going to try, though. I'm going to keep trying.
Oh, I'm going to try. I love Flappy Birds.
Yeah, I know. Flappy Bird was an incredibly interesting game. Like, I was really bad at it, but, like, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the frustration.
I really just enjoy repetitive mobile games. That's, like, stuff that's really repetitive and sometimes gets faster and that kind of stuff. I like that.
Yeah, but I mean, you've always been into, like, the rhythm games, which is essentially just the same thing, just to a different beat anyway, so...
Yeah, yes.
I mean, that's kind of been your forte since I've known you, so...
Yeah, I've mixed around a little bit here and there, but yeah, rhythm games are my one true.
All right, what else we got on the news?
So, also speaking about what happened at Apple, I personally have an Apple Watch, so I was excited to hear that Pokemon Go is coming to Apple Watch. Which,
yeah, boy.
Like, I haven't been playing Pokemon Go recently because I just can't waste my battery life having my phone up and running all the time.
And also, it's 1,000 degrees outside in Florida right now, so, like...
Yes. Yeah, that takes effect every now and then. When
it's like, oh, I can go out walking and exercising, but oh god, the blistering heat of the sun tells me to stay inside.
Your phone says it's overheating because the sun...
because the sun and also your battery is trying to explode.
Yeah, we'll wait till fall. Which, who knows?
Which when Florida Pokemon is like Go, in January.
Who knows when this Pokemon Go campaign, this app with the Apple Watch is even going to come out? They don't have a release date on it yet, but they said sometime late this year.
I would expect they're going to follow up after something we're going to talk about here in a little bit.
Yes, I believe that is the case.
All right, what else do we have?
Well, there's this new Friday the 13th game. It's like a survival horror game. Have you seen it?
I looked at the video that you posted in the notes, and it looks really interesting.
It looks brutal. It looks It looks ridiculous. Like, it might not be appropriate for this podcast. That's how graphic the video is, and there's some, like, finishing moves, like some real Mortal Kombat kind of stuff, where if you're playing as Jason, because you could play as Jason or you could play as any of the campers in the game. Which, so it's like a survival, it's kind of like Evolve, but hopefully they won't make you buy the entire game in small transactions.
Hopefully,
yeah. But so far, it's looked good. I've been following it for a little bit, but this trailer really put it over the edge for me. It looks fun.
It's supposed to come out this fall, hopefully before Halloween, because that would make a little bit more sense to have this out before Halloween comes out.
I believe that's what they were saying.
Because I would love to pick this up and do some, because I'm still looking for some games that I'm going to play during my month of horror in October, and I would like to play this.
I believe it's a multiplayer online, too. I'm not sure about that. Don't quote me on that one, but I believe I read something like that. So
that'd
you
be
could,
fascinating.
So you could have a live stream where everybody's playing, and that would be cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Come on, whoever's making this, make it a thing before Halloween, because you're going to lose out on money if you don't. I have a bad feeling. Gun Media. Gun Media released that the previously announced multiplayer horror game Slasher Volume 1 Summer Camp will be reborn as a licensed Friday the 13th product, scheduled for release in fall 2016.
Let's hope it comes out. We can play it.
Yeah, let's do this thing.
We could all dress different camp outfits. One of us could wear a Jason mask and play it out while we're recording.
No, that would definitely be Rachel, who has access to all of our houses.
Oh, that's not good. Uh-oh.
Yeah, right.
So, moving on. Did you see any new PlayStation Pro stuff?
No. What is this PlayStation Pro thing that you speak of?
It's only for the pros.
Oh.
You have to be MLG in order to buy it. You have to show your MLG license at your participating GameStop, and then they'll give it to you.
they touch check it too.
I am not really 100% sure that it's a decent product.
I mean, okay. This is definitely for the bleeding edge people. So, I mean, the PS4 is the high-end PS4 for 4K, HDR, and smoother VR. If none of those excite you, please move along. We have another thing coming up here in just a second.
Yeah, I don't know about that PS Pro. It's, like, I guess for the price, it's not too bad. It's at like, a standard console price. It's coming with a terabyte hard drive.
Yeah,
$399.
Yeah,
with HDR built in. If you're one of those guys with the HDR TVs and the 4K yada yada yadas, it's not really for me. I'm not really sure about it. Like, if you buy one of these, you can transfer all your stuff over. They're saying you could transfer your PlayStation 4 data over relatively easy. I'm not really sure if it's for everybody yet. It's one of those high-end elite, which the Slim, which is going to be replacing the standard PlayStation 4.
Yep.
And that one's what? $299?
$299, which is a great price. Oh,
I wish I bought mine for $299.
I like my sexy Destiny one, so I'm good with the price that I paid for it.
I was going to get the Batman one, but they were all out of them at the store I went to. So I got stuck with just this normal black one with Arkham Knight game.
I got the really cool Destiny symbol, and you know, I totally played Destiny for like 30 minutes, but I still play my PS4, and I still like the way that it looks. So,
yeah, like I've said multiple times on this show, I haven't touched my PS4, and
yes,
I don't know. I just have a beast of a computer that does everything so much better. And
yeah, I mean, though the PS4, the PS Pro, I'm excited for it because I do like bleeding edge things. I don't have a 4K TV, so literally this is useless for me, but I like that it's an option.
For those people.
Yes.
Like, I don't really understand the difference between 4K and 1080p. It is anyway, and I rarely wear them. So everything's blurry anyway, so what does it matter?
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Like, being legally blind, like, I'm never going to get over a 1080p TV because literally I can't see anything over that. Like, for me, the difference between even 720 and 1080 is negligible.
Like I go from, oh, look, 1080p, 4K, just like that.
Yeah.
That's all I need. I just need to wear my glasses more and the game will look better.
This is fair.
I'm not really following Sony anyway with this next thing we're talking about here. You wanna say it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to take. I don't. I'm still in denial.
Sony kind of shot themselves in the foot with this one. So if you remember back on our first episode, I said, "Hey, I play Fallout 4 on the PS4 because eventually they're getting mods." Yeah, that's now on indefinite hold, including that and the Skyrim re-release that they're redoing. PS4 is no longer getting mods for any of those games. Indefinitely not getting them.
Which is just because, you know how Sony has like their whole different operating system versus your Microsoft products?
Yep.
So it just doesn't translate over the same, and Sony doesn't even want to be bothered with it. So if you have an Xbox, Xbox One, you're good. You get all your mods that you want.
Yeah.
But PlayStation 4, not so much.
Sorry, PS4 owners. And I think it's just like when they got rid of the Linux operating system on the PS3. I think it's a bad decision to close those holes and keep the creative community from being creative.
Yeah, I just like how Bethesda goes and straight up puts the ball back in Sony's court and goes, "We're trying, but Sony doesn't want to do it."
Yeah, I've Sony doesn't want to play ball, guys. It's not our fault.
So Bethesda's just, they just throw it right back at Sony, and now it's in Sony's court, and we'll see what Sony does with it, which I don't see it happening, considering Fallout 4 just released their last DLC, supposedly, and I think
they're
not going to worry about the game.
And even with the re-release of Skyrim coming up this year, it just doesn't seem like something that would really be on their agenda. I mean, they're now looking towards Elder Scrolls 6.
So Bethesda mods are now a Xbox and PC exclusive.
Dun 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 dun.
That's what we're looking at.
I'll be playing Skyrim on PC. I'm probably not going to pick up Fallout 4. I got Fallout 4 originally because it was super cheap at GameStop, and I don't think I'm going to rebuy it.
Yeah, I have a good time with Fallout 4. Like, I really enjoy it, so I just play it on my computer.
That's fair. All right, speaking of disappointing news, Interplay they were still a thing, guys. Now, not so much. They have announced that they are doing a major sell of their IP portfolio. Interplay, the creators of Earthworm Jim, Clay Fighter, Dark Alliance, a lot of these really great games.
A lot of games that came out before I was born when I was 3 years old.
The upside is this means that we might get another Earthworm Jim game, which, yes, and also give me another Dark Alliance game. Please give me another Dark Alliance game. This is for the older gamers. I mentioned Clay Fighter, which was a Super Nintendo exclusive, so, like, yeah.
I've played Earthworm Jim, and I've played lots of their games, and they made good games for the time, but we'll see whoever buys this stuff.
Yeah, Dark Alliance 2, Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance 2 is probably still one of my favorite games that I've ever played. If that got an HD re-release, I would spend $60 on that, so long as they did not butcher it like they did Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Well, guess what? That's what happens.
Yeah, and that's not a day one purchase. That's let me see what everybody is saying about this, because I had my finger on the trigger with Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2, which is another one of my favorite games, and I'm so glad that I didn't, because, yeah, that game got roasted over hot coals.
Yeah. Well, but we'll see what happens with these games.
No purchaser yet. For the one person who has any kind of money, for more information on Interplay's sale of intellectual property, please contact Joe Morgan at Wedbrush Securities, joe.morgan@wedbrush.com.
I wonder, Interplay started the Fallout series, so...
True, and obviously they no longer have that IP.
what if Earthworm Jim becomes a third person... Like, something crazy happens with
third-person shooter? Yes. Yes, I want that to happen.
That would be great.
That would be so cool. That would be so freaking cool. I would love to have, like, Valve buy these and make a Earthworm Jim using the Half-Life engine.
Ugh. Ridiculous. Like, just the concept of Earthworm Jim is a ridiculous, like, who comes up with that?
That's so rooted in the early 90s, it's not even funny, and yet, like, the fact that Interplay is back in the news makes me so happy, the fact that these could come back to life.
I'm going to sit down, drink some Surge, and play some Earthworm Jim while I'm snapping into a Slim Jim, brother.
Oh, dude, you don't understand, I would totally go full out retro on that, like... All right. As we hinted up earlier, and we brought this up on the first show a couple weeks ago, that it got pushed back, but we got an official release date for the Pokemon Go Plus accessory. What? And it's sooner than anybody thought.
Say, but I have an Apple Watch, and now that it's coming to Apple Watch, do I need this?
I don't, so I do. September 16th, by the way. In most of the world next week, Pokemon Go Plus is a Bluetooth-enabled device that lets you enjoy Pokemon Go doing basic in-game activities like collect Pokeballs and capture Pokemon without ever having to get out your phone.
I need to buy this in just anticipation for the waiting for the Apple Watch?
Brendan, it's you. You're going to buy this.
No, I can't do it.
You are going to. You know you are.
As soon as they announce whenever you can purchase it, I'll look into it. What do they have a price point for it yet?
If I remember correctly, I don't remember what the original price point was. It's not. Well, here's the full announcement. Let's go to PokemonGoLive.com and see if they have one out there.
Coming at you from PokemonGoLive.com. Like what?
No, they don't have a price point on it. So
$500.
No, God, no, dude. If it's for a Bluetooth device like that, I would not spend more than $30 on it.
Yeah, let's see.
$29.99 would pretty much be my my breaking point.
What are they calling it? Pokemon Go Plus?
Yes.
This is stuff we should have looked up beforehand.
There's nothing on it. I'm looking through. There's nothing showing that. There was a bunch of rumors on it. There was a rumor of a $59.99 price tag. And I think that's a stupid decision. I think Niantic is a little bit more intelligent than that.
How much did you say?
There were rumors floating around that it was $59.99.
Oh, then that's not worth it.
No, there's no way. I would rather just have out my phone.
Oh, I'm looking at GameStop.com.
Okay.
Release date, 9/16, so that checks out.
$34.99. I could do that.
That's coming from GameStop, so we'll see.
Yeah, I could throw a couple games at that and get that down to my price point. I might trade in my Fallout 4 to get my Pokemon Go Plus for.
That's it.
I think I've just talked myself into it.
Can I get him on Amazon yet?
Yeah, can you pre-order on geek-io.net/Amazon?
Not me, because I know you, but. Anybody who's listening to this right now can pre-order their Pokemon Go Plus. And what was that, CJ?
At geek-io.net/Amazon.
Where you get it.
Yes. There's already accessories for it, guys. Seriously.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, the internet, man.
I don't know if I want to buy one of these because, like, am I going to get beat up if I wear this?
Probably.
You know what's ridiculous? The only there they are. I was looking at it on Amazon, and the only skin they have, the first skin that comes up is an Instinct skin.
Yeah, I saw that too, and I'm just like, Pokewares. We might have to have a talk.
They have a lot of skins for this thing already.
They do. It's surprising. They have a regular one. They have a wood. They have a bunch of wood ones, including unironically Ash. Mystic Blue, Ebony, Instinct Yellow, which makes you look like you have a freaking stoplight on your wrist.
The only one that wouldn't make it look like you have a stoplight on your wrist is the best team, Mystic.
Team Mistake. I like the Puff Pink one that they have on there.
Can you wear this as a tie clip?
That would be great. Go to an interview. Oh, hold on. Do you realize you have a Pokestop in your place?
Boom, just hit the tie clip on your chest.
Yeah, it starts buzzing and flashing up. You just smack it. It's like, all right.
It's morphin' time.
I mean, it doesn't look at it. I mean, you could also do that with it being on your wrist. Like, all right. Boop. All right, go on. What's up? Yeah, uh-huh. Angel Grove is under attack. Let's do this. Pokemon Go role-playing just got a lot weirder.
Yeah, so we'll look at this.
Yeah, we'll follow back up on that. Maybe next...
It comes out next week.
It comes out next week. We'll follow up next week and see
who
what
bought
everybody's
it, who
saying and everything like that. And speaking of role playing, though, we're going to go ahead and go on into our Blizzard corner. Again, surprisingly large amount of news on this random week.
Do we have a buffer for that?
Like, we don't, actually.
Something like. Then, like, some swords clashing?
Now we do.
Okay, there we go.
I'm just going to let Brendan, like, riff on the entire thing, and, like, I'll put sound effects in on it.
Ching, ching.
By the way, it's going to be that followed by actual swords clashing.
I like it.
All right, so World of Warcraft Legion just launched, and yeah, even I, who got out of Warcraft, got back into this because, well, Blizzard gave me a review copy. And so they've done a lot in the game to pull older players back in. They pull a lot of mainly they're reinventing Burning Crusade, which was when their popularity was at their zenith.
Was it? I thought looking at like the charts, Lich King was the top.
And yeah, I mean, end of Burning Crusade, Lich King is the beginning of Lich King are their two biggest points. That's when they hit like 15 million people.
And then you had Warlords of Draenor.
And then like three people kept playing. By the way, we'll get into that here in just a moment. Yeah, at Gamescom, which we didn't get, didn't cover this last week when we were doing Gamescom news, they announced 7.1 already, even though 7.0 just dropped. But, you know, keeping the people thirsty, keeping them in there. This is something Blizzard's never really done, by the way, which is just like, all right, cool. At least for WoW, it's like, all right, yeah, we just launched this thing, so we're just going to kind of let this ride for a couple of months. No, they're actually doing an intelligent thing, which is keeping players in the game, so to speak, but pulling all of the older players back in. We are returning to Karazhan.
Karazhan.
Dun, 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 dun.
Does that go at the end of the buffer?
Well, now.
Where is Raoul? I think he needs to reel us back in and keep us in check.
Yeah, right. That's why I have three people on this show.
Sounds like when me and you have conversations off the books.
You are not wrong. We're going to start talking about Batman versus Superman here in just a second.
Oh, we got to keep it video game. If they released a Batman v Superman video game, it would be crap. God, but
it's so bad. All right. So there's going to be 9 bosses in this. It's not even going to be. It's going to be a 5-man dungeon, but with 9 bosses in it. This is going to be a massive dungeon. Blizzard promised also 7.1 will also feature some outdoor content for non-raiders and for those who like going into old level 70 version of Karazhan and farming it for rare drops. No worries. The developer promised you'll still be able to access the lower level version of the raid as well, which this is kind of new for them, because all the other ones that they've reinvented, you lost access to the older ones. Naxxramas, Onyxia, Molten Core.
Well, once they started losing subscriptions, I'm pretty sure they're like, oh no, this ship's going down. Let's start trying to throw water off of it as fast as we can.
Yeah, right.
Before we lose everybody, and then there's just 4 people. And especially with, what was that? I'm not really 100% sure. What was that thing that they just closed? Pissed people off.
Oh, the legacy private server.
Yeah. I just talked over you real bad.
There are rumors about them going. Some of the people that were developing that were talking to Blizzard.
Yep, they're trying to make people happy. They're trying to really make people happy.
Yeah, right.
And they haven't been making people happy as of recent, so...
Yeah, they've been, I mean, especially on the WoW end of things, like, they've been, the happiness factor seems to be floating more towards, like, Overwatch, except for Genji mains.
Yeah, it's, I don't know what they're going to be doing.
All right. Yeah, what else we got? There's a legion of content for this.
They released, or are releasing, I'm not sure if it's out. Or what it is. I'm doing that thing again where I'm supposed to know this stuff.
Especially considering you put it in the notes.
Ah, you're right. but they released a companion app for Legion.
Yay!
Yes. Yay! Where you can do all your little mundane things and stick to the action later.
Which they needed for Warlords of Draenor. The garrison would not be so miserable if I didn't have to be in game for it.
The garrison would have been almost bearable. It might have been good if it was just on an app.
Right? With an optional side effect, like you couldn't gather, like make it so you couldn't gather materials, but you could still like do your missions and crap like that. But
I don't care. Let you gather materials, but make it like maybe like a companion mini game on the phone or
yeah.
I don't know where.
I would love to poop and gather and to skin things.
Exactly, but what are you gonna do? It's too late now.
Exactly, they're doing right now, which again, for some people, it's a little too late. We'll get into that. We'll get into review of Legion here shortly. When we get into the reviews here in a second.
When they do a Garrison Part 2.
Yeah, right. Oh, God. All right. So we brought up on our first show the Season 2 competitive play stuff for Overwatch, and it's launched, guys. It's here. Overwatch is now dead. Everybody hates it. No, everything that was announced was well-received. Everybody so far is enjoying it. I've heard a lot of positive things. So, yeah, it's and we're not going to go over all the changes. We've already kind of went over them 2 weeks ago, so go back and listen to that for some of the changes or check our show notes. But, yeah, it's live. It's happening. I haven't done any of my placement matches yet. I'll be doing that this week, solo queuing because apparently I hate myself, and going through there and doing that. So... I'm going to go ahead and move on into board, tabletop, and card game news. Brendan, do we have a should we have a bumper for this? What should it sound like?
Yeah, let's let me think of something real quick here. Do the first one, and then I'll come up with something, and we'll just put it in later.
All right, that works. All right, Magic the Gathering has a new set coming out this month, Kaladesh. Pre-release events are September 24th and 25th, and it releases into stores September 30th, as per most of their stuff that they do on their new releases. They are revealing cards through themselves, through different outlets. You have a whole bunch of different ways of getting cards from the set, including Planeswalker decks, which comes with your own, which comes with specific Planeswalkers, in this case Nissa and Chandra. And yeah, it's all like they're doing a very like steampunky Aladdin kind of thing, which I like a lot for the aesthetic on this one. But yeah, that's I'm gonna try and go for the pre-release events over at our local game store, and I will report back if I'm able to, and hopefully it's a good set, because set was kind of
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, it's very pretty. The artwork is something that, no matter what, I love Magic art. I love Wizards art.
They're good.
Yes, they hire the best. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
So did you think of anything?
I was thinking... It was more of like a talk. It was like, and now it's time to get really, really geeky. And then something like, Geek. Something along those lines.
All right. You realize that I'm just going to cut all of these out and use them, right?
I'm fine with that.
Raul, you have a job when you're editing this show this week. I'm sorry.
I'll go back through and I'll re-listen to them, and I'll try and actually make some songs out of them with some real instruments and stuff.
Wow, look at that. It's almost like we have a musician on our group or something.
I know, right?
It's almost like I did that on purpose for a show that I didn't have a lot of time to plan anything for. So, those who listened to the Gamer Geeks tabletop show, a couple weeks ago we had Origins, the superpowered card game. We had actually a developer in studio playing this with us, and we kind of rant and raved about how good it was. So, they're up on Kickstarter now, folks. Like, seriously, this game is really good.
I'm confused. It looks a lot like Sentinels.
No, it's different. Actually, it is very different. It's more so you are the superhero as opposed to you are playing a superhero.
Okay.
You are creating your own origin.
That sounds fun.
It is. And they have in the box itself, they have instructions on how to do like 5 different game modes just out of one box. And like it's insane. Like the game is so much fun. I can't even rave about this game enough.
The art looks amazing. That's another thing. Like this, they're for real with the artwork.
They really are. I'm gonna have Alex has asked if he can come back over and do more of the shows. So when he does, Brendan, I'll have you in studio with us, and so you can play this as well. And the good news is, unlike some Kickstarters where it's like they might not fund. No, they are only 6 days in, folks, and they have funded already. They met their 12.5 goal and beat it about the head and face. They are now at 12.781.
And they still have a month to go, pretty much.
Yep, they still got 24 days left, and they got some really cool stretch goals. Like, it's weird that I'm excited about the stretch goal for the better cardstock.
Oh, that's what you want. You need better cardstock.
Like, the cardstock they have isn't bad, but Alex showed me some of the cardstock that they were looking at, and, like, it is gorgeous cardstock.
Is it some of that, like, real nice textured stuff?
It is. It is really premium stock. It's so weird to be geeked out about that kind of thing, but, like, if you're holding cards for hours on end, you kind of want them to feel good.
that's important. I love a good cardstock.
The cool thing is if you have tabletop simulator, yeah, again, we're like, I mean, I'm being completely serious, by the way. I'm not even joking. I can't tell if Brendan is or not, but
if you could look at my face right now, you would understand that I enjoy a nice quality paper. Look at
I've known you most of your life, and I still have a hard time telling if you're being sarcastic or not.
Pretty much everybody does. I'm serious about this. I love. Is it like that nice, like, layered stuff where, yeah, like, it almost has, like, a weave to it?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's like if you look at the inside, you can almost tell, like, the textures on the sides of it, where it's multi-layered, where the ink can go in and actually shine through. And, like, I mean, right now, like I said, the cardstock they're using is comparable to, like, a Magic the Gathering cardstock. It's not a weak, flimsy cardstock. It's a really it's good cardstock, but like the one that that they're going for the which level is it at?
Yeah, how much more do they need?
Only 15 grand.
Well, look at that.
Yeah, oh yeah. And it's gonna go up to 300 GSM, which is an insane stock. And if they get up to 17.5, they are going to put 2 additional copies of the promotional 3 energy cost card, which is kind of a wild card that you can put in any deck. But, like, seriously, you can play it on Tabletop Simulator for no additional cost other than the Tabletop Simulator, which is on sale right now over at the Humble store for 10 bucks, I'm wanting to say. But
if this was the Gamer Geeks Unrated show, I would have multiple things to say about my love for a good quality card stock.
It is just like, yeah, and like I said, this game deserves to make all of the money. Alex is one of the coolest guys I've ever met, And I mean, it's rare that I have people, random people, come into my home.
and anybody who comes into your home, random or not, if they have a good quality card stock,
oh yeah,
get them in the door.
Yes, exactly. You come in with me with a good card stock, and yeah, you just come on in. You might not leave with the card, but you know. But seriously, pick up the game. The link is in the show notes for both the press release, which is more in detail, and of course their Kickstarter, which gives you all of their awesome things that they got going for us. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to go into our reviews right after this word from our sponsors. And we are back. All right. So, Brendan. On to reviews.
Reviews.
All right.
That was good.
Yeah, that was great. All right. And as always, I'm the host, so I go first. First thing I want to talk about, I talked about last week. Storm King's Thunder, the new Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition adventure, has released, and I got a copy of it very, very lovingly placed on my doorstep during a hurricane. And by that, I mean it landed on my neighbor's doorstep after the hurricane hits.
Oh, no. Was that thing that you wanted me to come grab?
Yep.
Yeah, I was busy. I had stuff.
Yeah, you're lucky I have good neighbors. So they released the new adventure pack for Storm King's Thunder. It's a level 1 through level 11 adventure, and like they go like as like most of their adventure packs, they go into a ton of detail. It's again Wizards and art. Like there's nobody does art better than Wizards of the Coast. I honestly think that. It's gorgeous. It gives you more of the land that older players know, like Icewind Dale and up above Baldur's Gate and along the western shore of the Sword Coast. So you got a lot of really cool places. You get into the dwarven homes and things like that. Spoiler alert for those who listen to Manipool, you're going to be getting a little bit of content from that book in there.
I've been listening to it.
It's a fantastic show.
Oh, I think it's one of the best.
Actually, so do I. I legitimately love like dungeon mastering, and especially recording it so I can act like really insane. And
that's no different.
Yeah, I'm just less vulgar than in our game, Brendan. Like, I'm still like, I genuinely just get to act like really crazy, and I absolutely love it. I'm gonna give it a 4 out of 5. Only reason why it's not a 5 out of 5 because it doesn't have. I kind of expected a little bit more new player content on there. Pretty much the only player content you get is you get a couple new backgrounds. And you get a little bit of the dwarven pantheon, but other than that, like you don't get any new subclasses, any new like dwarven subraces, anything. It is just flat out adventure. You do get like rune magic, but it's not a class. It's just kind of a thing that you can discover and anybody can use, and it's a little weird.
So when are we gonna play again? I haven't played since the last time we played, so...
Sometime this month, once everything craziness stops happening.
Well, that's true.
There's a lot of craziness happening. So, yes, we will be playing sometime this month.
I would enjoy that.
All right, so we're going to move on into World of Warcraft Legion. Yes, Legion! Spoiler, I'm loving it far more than I probably should. It is genuinely a lot of fun. A lot of the things that I disliked in Mists and Warlords have been fixed, and like, all right, so not surprising to anybody, especially anybody who knows me, I was a huge fan of the Demon Hunter class in Warcraft 3. I love Illidan Stormrage as a character. And hey, you're giving me a chance to play an Eldari Demon Hunter? Yes. So I rolled up. I used my level 100 freebie for a monk, or not a monk, a druid, which I don't regret in any way. The bear druid is a lot of fun now. Cat druid is still very roguey, which is still fun. But my main, I'm quickly developing into a demon hunter, which was fine until I went to go get professions and I realized they're at level 1.
Oh.
Yeah. So my guildmates are like, hey, you can just go into the Warlords of Draenor zones and level up through there. I'm like, oh, cool. Except for the fact that I have to do that really long, annoying intro quest.
Oh, but that intro quest is great.
It's a lot less annoying now that I can't die, because I am a Vengeance Demon Hunter, so I'm a tank, so I'm constantly healing myself. But, like, I'm just like, why do I have to do this? And I realized that I didn't get Draenor Flying on my Death Knight, which is my other main, so I'm just plodding along.
That's not what you want.
No, it's really not. So, like, I got the Digital Collector's Edition, so I got the really cool, like, rideable demon wolf lion thing, the Illidari Fellhound, which is really cool to ride around on. And the guy that I made, yes, I'm playing an Alliance, people, shut up, because I when you give me an option to play a demon hunter, I have to play Illidan. Like, I have to be a night elf. Because... go ahead.
I haven't played Legion yet, even though I bought it. But the group I was playing with was Alliance all the time, and I had a serious issue with that.
I had Horde. I've been Horde since I started. I had one other Alliance character, which was a Night Elf Hunter.
And the thing was, we were Alliance on a Horde-heavy server, which is pretty much every server.
Yep.
And I'm trying to level, and my pals are like, oh, what do you mean you're trying to level? We're already this level. And I'm like, well, I started a new character because you wanted an Alliance character. So.
Yeah, it's so weird. Like, they're like, oh, just go to Stormwind and go here. And I'm like, I don't know where that's at. Like, can you explain to me in Orgrimmar terms? No, I've been playing Alliance since vanilla. Yeah, that sucks. And also, like, I'm going to give up on leatherworking and that stuff. Like, I can't do it. Like, I can't do that warlord stuff. Especially, like, oh, you got to go do your garrison thing. And I'm like,
no.
No, I won't.
I don't have to go do that garrison thing.
It's not that I can't. It's that I won't.
I refuse.
But... you know, so far it's obviously brought me back into the game. It didn't hurt the fact that Blizzard's like, hey, here's a 60-day game card, and they told me I could say that. So, you know, this is an official review from Blizzard. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. I'm only going to give it a 4 out of 5 for right now, mainly because obviously with the MMO, it's hard to say that it's perfect. There's always room to improve. And, like, some of the Demon Hunter things are a little weird. I do like the fact that because I'm an older player, I have the old Nomragon and Darkspear troll transformation things. So I can be a troll Demon Hunter and I can be a gnome Demon Hunter.
Yeah.
Which is so much fun, just rolling into an instance and just be like, all right, I'm a gnome with giant demon wings.
I am here to mess things up.
Yeah. Fear me, I am a gnome with demon wings. I kind of wish my horns would stay outside of the weird helmet thing that they give me. But I'll take the fact that I can triple jump and still get my wings.
No.
Which is just so great. It's so awesome seeing these little tiny purple wings pop out of a gnome.
Why?
Because it's great. I kind of want to do it. I'm gonna roll up a horde one too, a blood elf, and I'm going to just constantly be in Darkspear troll form. So yeah, that's Legion. I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5. Raul, do you want to pop on really quick to just give us a number of what you're giving Legion so far?
Is he asleep?
That's a no. All right.
All right. Sorry, my mic wasn't turned on.
Oh,
okay. Oh, there he is.
Okay. So far in Legion, I would probably give it a 5 out of 5.
Okay.
With the app, with everything that they've gone into it, I am in love. I've played it like every single day because there is only Legion. There are no other games.
There's only Legion's all. Zul.
Yes. But yeah, I mean, it's an incredible game. I'm actually reading the quest instead of just going like, okay.
They're so good. Like, the quest text is so amazing in this.
Oh, I mean, every zone has, I mean, I really enjoy it because it tells you how many more story quests you have left in
the zone.
And I believe I finished it earlier today. I finished all of them.
Wow.
There was only Legion.
There is only Legion.
Yeah.
All right, Ro, I'll let you go back to convalescing.
Okay,
thank you for joining us. All right. And one final game. I am going to review, I always mess this word up, Atelier Esca and Logi Plus for the PS Vita. Yeah, that's still a thing, guys. The Vita still lives, and it's where you get all your Weeaboo RPGs, like I said last week. And this is a game from Gust, which is a subsidiary of Nipponichi Software. And, like, I love these stupid games. Like, there's an entire series of the Atelier games. Atelier. I don't speak French, so Atelier, I guess. I don't know. It's an alchemist workshop, but there's a big series of these games, and I shouldn't like them as much as I do, but like I really, really love these games. They're always so pretty and super Japanese and like really, really good, and it is so very, very, very rare that I go back through and I play New Game Pluses. And it is even rarer that I go back and play the New Game Plus twice. And I am almost done with my third playthrough on this, and I am almost at my platinum for it. Now, I've said on this show, I have only ever platinumed one game, and that was Infamous 1 for the PS3. I am 3 trophies away from platinuming this game. That should say something. I'm not a collector. I just want to get through, get the storyline, and move on with my life. I don't really like doing the side missions unless like I get some really cool stuff out of them. But for the most part, I just go through. I just run right through. It's a problem I have with like Skyrim and things like that where I'm always distracted by different things. Like my standard Japanese RPG, I just kind of go through. I don't like doing grinding. I don't like doing any of those. But this game, for some reason, has scratched something that I didn't know needed to be scratched. So I'm going to give this game a 5 out of 5.
So I looked up the pronunciation of that word.
Yes.
And it is Atelier.
Atelier. Hey, I was saying it right.
Atelier. No, you got to sound more French when you say Atelier.
Atelier. Atelier. Atelier. Atelier. Ratatouille.
That's not good. Can we cut that out?
No. All right. What do you got for review?
I've been playing so much stuff, but stuff I'm reviewing. I've been playing this survival game. It's been out for a little bit now. It's called The Forest. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've heard of it.
I actually have.
It's fun. I've been playing it with my brother, and we've been building a bunch of bases and letting the cannibals come and kill us. It's a good time.
Like you do.
I don't know if there's a story or like a progression, but at the moment we're just building and I'm having a good time with it. And that's all you really ask for. Like rhythm games and building games, those are my bread and butter.
Yeah.
Those, that's what I enjoy. And simulations. So maybe my bread butter and like
peanut butter. Because actually, surprisingly, peanut butter and butter taste delicious together.
But like marinara sauce? I think bread, no. Butter, and my marinara sauce.
No.
No, you don't?
No. Actually, yeah, I'll give you that.
You butter the bread, then you dip it in the marinara sauce. That's basic knowledge.
I'll give you a little bit. I'll give you that a little bit.
My bread, butter, and marinara. So I'm going to give the forest a 4 out of 5.
All right.
It's fun. I've been having a good time with it. Just messing around, building, having a good time, letting the cannibals come.
How much is it?
Not really. Let's see. I bought it a long time ago.
Ah, okay.
A real long time ago.
Gotcha.
It is, at the moment, $14.99 on Steam.
No, that's not bad.
No, and it's worth it. I don't know. Let's look at how many hours I have into it. At the moment, where are we at? Why is it not on my library? Oh, I guess I have 0 hours in it because there it is. I have almost 15 hours in the game.
Okay.
And most of those are recent because I bought it when I saw it on a YouTube video. And then I never played it.
Again, like you do.
that's what I do. Yeah, it's a good game. I'm having fun with it. 4 out of 5 right now. They're always updating it. I bought it like a long time ago. I'll tell you, a long time ago. It was a ridiculous amount of time ago. And I played it, and there wasn't really much to the game.
Mm-hmm.
But there is so much going on now. It's ridiculous.
Okay.
And playing, you must play it with somebody online. You can play it with a bunch of your friends, cut down trees, you start building stuff, and stuff, you're just like, wow, what did I do? I just destroyed this island. And it makes you really wonder, are you the bad guy or are they?
Okay.
Like, you just come into their place and just chopping trees down. Like, they were just there.
No, that's good.
It's not their fault they eat people.
Yeah, right.
So I've been playing that one, and then I bought recently a game called This Is the Police.
Okay.
Which, this game, I think I was looking up fun games to play. And it was just, it caught my eye. It was, like, the art style of the game is, I really enjoy it. It's, I don't know how you describe it, but it's a beautiful looking game. And you are a police chief in the game, who's on the edge of retirement in a corrupt city, and you just yeah, it's real fun. You have to direct the police force. They give you really, really bad tasks to take care of. You're kind of working for the mob a little bit. It's kind of a choose your own story. You get some options. You have to pick different police officers to go do different jobs. It's like a police simulator almost. It's fun.
Yeah.
But you're like the police chief, so you're not actually going out and doing anything, but you're just telling police officers to go here. You send the SWAT team out. I'm telling you, it makes you feel really terrible when you send some real newbie cops into a real bad situation. And lots of people die. And you're like, well, not my fault.
Game disagrees with you.
Yes. So I'm going to give that one a 4 out of 5. I've been playing it a lot recently. It's real fun.
Okay.
But it's one of those simulation, but weird, like, storytelling. It's almost like a Telltale Games, but you have, like you have different things that you, if you choose something, it's going to really affect the story.
Okay.
It's fun. I would check it out. It, at the moment, it is $14.99 on Steam.
Okay.
So, and it's good. I enjoy it. I'm giving it 4 out of 5, and get hours out of the game. It's worth the $15 pretty much.
Excellent.
And then, earlier today when I realized Mario wasn't out yet.
And you were sad.
I downloaded a little game called Disco Dave.
Okay.
Hey. Let's turn the volume on my phone here. Let's see if we can get some of this audio. This is my new game right here. You right. Are Disco Dave. And so, well, that's not going to work. it's basically a rhythm game. So we covered my bread, butter, and marinara on my reviews this week.
Yes.
It's your guy. Your name happens to be Disco Dave, surprisingly enough. And you're just there to party. And ain't nobody going to stop you unless you hit a gray tile. So, and then if you hit a gray tile, you explode.
Jeez.
This is some kind of disco that I was not invited to, but I would like to be.
But, explosive disco?
So, your character jumps around on this, it's a 3x3 grid with different light-up tiles, and you have to look at the DJ booth and see what color's there, and you can build up a chain, like a combo chain.
Yeah.
And, you get some real high points, and you can collect these coins while you're jumping around on the thing, and you can unlock more characters. So right now, I'm not Disco Dave anymore. I'm, let me look up, the names are pretty good. I don't know what, he's a skeleton, but let me look up what his actual name is. It's something really good. His name is Skillful Skeleton.
Okay.
I also have, Miracle Freddy.
Oh, that's that doesn't have alliteration to it.
Yeah, I don't know why they did that one. I got Swirly 7.
Okay.
Like, the game is serious. And it's free on iOS.
Huh, okay.
I've given it a 3 out of 5 just because it's just a repetitive, waste time while you're taking care of business kind of game.
It's your poo game.
Yeah. It's good. It's a good game.
Good deal. All right. So then let's go ahead and, without further ado, let's go into our last review, which is our retro review.
Retro, retro. It's a retro, retro, retro. It's a retro.
Sure. We'll go with that one.
I was going with like a Ninja Turtles thing, but I don't think it worked.
Yeah, that one did. That one didn't work as well as the other ones did.
I'll work on it.
Okay. It is your week this week, Brendan. What do you got for us?
I have been playing a Interplay game.
Dun, dun, dun.
Surprisingly enough, before all the information released about Interplay, which this is 1997's Fallout, the original.
All right.
It bears little resemblance to any Fallout I've ever played.
Yeah, right.
But in its own right, it is a solid game.
This is isn't it like a top-down shooter?
Oh, it's like a top-down role-play. People move, you move. It's a lot different. Everything's based off AP points. There's some serious stuff going on in that game. You leave your vault because you need to go and get a new water chip.
Okay.
For your vault, because your vault, the water chip's gone bad, surprisingly enough, you know.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's an experiment or not. But I've been playing it a little bit here and there, and I played it a long time ago. A really long time ago, before I played any of the other Fallout games, I was at my friend's house and I just started playing it.
Yeah.
But I just recently bought it for myself, and I've been playing a lot of it. Like, so much that, like, I think I'm starting to understand the game.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's just so different, just how the game plays, because it's top down. You gotta click to move. It's real. It's real different. It's one of those classic games.
That's cool.
And yeah, that's about it with that one.
All right. So, and you could still play that on PC, right?
Oh yeah, I bought it on Steam. Let's see, what did it go for on Steam? You don't go to the Steam store and type in Steam. That doesn't give you what you want.
Typically not, no.
It is $10.
Oh, wow. All right. Steam,
so.
All right, so let's go ahead and wrap this show up then. You can get a hold of us via email, geekioshow@gmail.com. Just put GamerGeeks in the subject line to make sure that we get it here on the show. Twitter and Facebook are both /GeekIOShow, and you can give us a call and leave us a good old voicemail at 727-489-4335. That is 727-489-GEEK. You can support this show and the entire network over at patreon.com/GeekIO. I recently did a refresh, entire refresh of all of the tiers and all of the rewards and everything going on in there, including we now have a open access Slack channel, so you can chat with us, monthly hangouts. You can make your own show on the network. Just go over there, check it out, patreon.com/geekio. And also, you want to make sure that you go over to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/geekioshow for all of our tabletop. I'm now calling it the Gamer Geeks Tabletop Show, which will be simulcast when I figure out the right way to do that over our Twitch channel at twitch.tv/geekioshow, where I am joined by some of the really coolest people, and we play a different game every single week. This last week, the one that went up yesterday was The Contender, recorded at the DoubleTree Resort in Atlanta, Georgia at Dragon Con. Was joined by Rachel, Raul, and Jared, and we had a blast. Next week is going to be Super Fight, recorded also there, which is just so much fun. And, of course, you can listen to us live right here at geek-io.net/live at Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, over at, like I said, geek-io.net/live, and also twitch.tv/geekioshow when I'm at a place that I can actually, you know, do things without blowing up anything. But not only listen to that, you can also listen to our Geek.io show Thursdays there as well. Brendan, anything else before we head on out of here?
I just want to say, if anybody is going to buy the Pokemon Go Plus accessory when it's released, use that Amazon. What's that Amazon again, CJ?
geek-io.net/Amazon. You can also get to all the way to support us at geek-io.net/support.
And that's that.
That's that. All right, folks. On that note, thank you, Brendan, for joining me. Thank you, Raul, for recording. Feel better, man. We'll see you next week right here on the Gamer Geeks Podcast Show. Good game. This has been a podcast of the Geek IO Media Network, where you put your geek in and geek out. For more geeky goodness, head over to geek-io.net. Copyright 2016. Bye, YouTube.
Okay, let's see. Stop YouTube.
Bye, okay. Bye, YouTube.
That was some kind of show.
It was good.
Yeah.